You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiye Bere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
This morning, we'll be talking about the kingdom children. Last Sunday, we took a reminder. What did we talk about last Sunday? Okay, I thought we were forgotten. Kingdom parents, praise the Lord. I've not sent out the, normally I send out the audio. There are some things they need to adjust. Daniel, I will tell you later, so I can send it out immediately. I normally send out, how many people actually listen to the audio when it's sent out? Can I see your hands? So all of you are on the WhatsApp and only people are listening to it. You, because they're not paying, you know human beings, because they don't pay for it. They don't believe. People say, come and buy CD. 100 naira. Powerful message. People will not be listening, but now it is made free. You will receive freely, take it freely. You don't bother to open it again because it's always there. God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we are looking at the kingdom children. And that's why I said they should bring the children down. And the memory verse is Matthew 19, 13 to 14. Matthew 19, 13 to 14. Then were they brought unto him little children, that he should put his hand on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. You know, Christ was trying to send a strong statement here. I'll make a strong statement. That you cannot enter the kingdom of God except as a child. You know, children are innocent. Children trustfully. Praise the Lord. And God wants us to relate with him as children. But you know, with the fall of Adam, sin entered the world. Praise the Lord. And that is why even a child, you don't need to teach a child to lie. Have you thought about that? Why? Because of the sin nature of man. And that is why, as kingdom parents, yeah, the children are coming in. A lot of them are coming in now. As kingdom parents, it's important that the parents train these children in the fear of the Lord. That they train these children, they're not going upstairs, let them come apart from the babies. They are trained in the fear of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, we look at kingdom children. What are the roles of parents? We looked at that last week. What are the roles of the children in the kingdom? They have a role to play. And that is why the enemy is attacking our children. You'll be shocked to learn that even in primary schools now, they have secret societies initiating children. Secondary school, that one is already given. Praise the Lord. The enemy is going down, recruiting them very young, cutting them very young. Oh, someone might say, how would the devil do that? It's so easy. He has taken over the airwaves. He has taken over the television. Praise the Lord. Today, children are being taught crazy things. In fact, in some countries like Canada and part of the U.S., they say they have, children have their own right. A child can decide to change his sex. Say, I don't want to be a boy again. I am now a girl. In fact, a man in Canada was being sued by his child because he wanted to behave like the opposite sex. The father said no. And they said the child has a right. Why do you think they are doing it?
Because the enemy knows if he gets the children, the society is destroyed. If he gets the children, the family unit is destroyed. And that is why the devil is fighting so hard. Praise the Lord. So if we're going to return the church to its rightful place, as an influence and shaper of culture, we have to build strong families. The church has a role to play in transforming the society. That is why if you read the book of Jeremiah, you discover that when God was angry with the people, he was first of all angry with the prophets. After the prophets, he rebuked the pastors. After the pastors, he now rebuked the king before the people. Praise the Lord. Because the prophets were to see. They were to receive from God. They were to instruct the people. But they went astray. Praise the Lord. The pastors were to gather counsel, guide the people and teach them. But they went astray. Then of course the king, who was supposed to be directed by the prophet and the pastor, also lost his way. And of course the people now fell. The enemy is fighting every day to destroy the society. But the truth of the matter is that the church has a strong role to play. And the church can only play this role when we have strong family units. The families will have to be rebuilt. And this rebuilding starts with us and with the children. We say the children are the future of what? Tomorrow. That is why it's important that you train your children in the fear of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So children have a key role to play in the kingdom. And that was why Christ said, do not forbid them to come to me, that you cannot enter the kingdom, but as a child. Praise the Lord. You know, looking at who is a child here. Can anybody tell me who is a child here? But that reminds me, I've heard many people pray, Pastor, God, bless your servant. There's a difference between a servant and a son. I am a son of God. When they want to say, God, pray, God bless me, say, bless your son. There is a difference between a servant, a friend, and a son. It's not everything you show your son that you show your servant. It's not everything that you show your son that you show your friend. They all have different what? Levels. Tell your neighbor they have what? Different levels. I'm a son of God. So when he said, God bless my pastor, he said, God bless your son, not your servant. Praise the Lord. So who is a child here? Can anybody tell me? Can anybody tell me? Who is a child? Let us even define who is a child before we start. Truth of the matter is that everybody here is somebody's child. We are all children of somebody. Praise the Lord. We are all children and the principle here applies to us all. But particularly this applies to teenagers. Praise the Lord. Why teenagers? You know, we have the pray thing in our midst. We have the teenagers in our midst. Why? Because that is the age. Where their lives are being shaped. Some psychologists say the life of a child is formed, or rather a character of a child is formed within the first 5 years. How many people know that here? Can I see your hand? Only very few. The character of every child is formed within the first 5 years. And that is why it's important that you guide them, that you teach them, that you direct them. Praise the Lord. And what the enemy is doing, because at that age, that is a formative year, praise the Lord, where you teach them values. Today our society is in a bad shape because we have lost values. In those days, if a man drive a car and come back to them, they'll ask him, before they will start celebrating, he bought a car. They say, how did you get it? Where do you work? How? Praise the Lord. Even his own parents say, you didn't explain to me, how did it happen? It's only when he has explained, convincingly though, that they will celebrate. But today they will say, you are in government, go and bring the money first. In fact, God help you, they make you a minister in this country. The people will swear for you. They say, when you went there, what did you bring? As if you are sent there to go and do what still. We have lost our values. And this has even gone down even to the children. You know, in the last few weeks, we've had cases where teenagers killed other children for ritual. And I'm like, what do they understand? For money, at what age? How? The enemy is really what? Fighting. And that is why we have to really sit up. The enemy is teaching them how to rebel against their parents. Some children rebel against their parents. I once watched a girl slap her father. That day I feel like killing her. You know what she's doing herself? She's attorney cost of the Almighty upon herself. Because her own children will beat her up. It's a sin. She has sown it. And we have to be careful. That is why we need to, at this formative age of our children, ensure that they get the right values. Children, are you listening to me? That is why you have to love God and obey God and do the right things. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. Because that is what God desires for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Some children have become so abusive. They mistreat their parents. Some are even violent. And it's not supposed to be so. Today, the world operates a rebellious culture. It's still okay in Africa. You know, in the US, you can't beat your child. Crazy. You can't flog your child. I remember one time I traveled with my children. Then my first daughter was just like a baby. 2 years old. She's a big girl now. And she was misbehaving. I didn't know how to flog her. I was just pinching her. I just grab a bump of her. I just twist it. And I'll be holding her, twisting her. She'll be crying. I said, keep quiet. Because if you pay the child, they'll come and take the child away from you. Now they're giving children more rights abroad than their parents. It's delivered by the enemy. Children are having more rights than their parents. How can a child decide that he wants to stop being a girl and be a boy? What does the child know? Crazy things are happening. I read a few days ago, a little child killed herself because somebody told her she was ugly. She was going to kill herself in school. What is the enemy doing? Where is the church? It's not a laughing matter. You know the way they have children have themselves. Somebody say you are ugly, go and kill yourself. And she went home and killed herself in the US. And I'm like, what? The enemy is trying to destroy our children. And we must not fold our hands. And children refuse to be used by the devil. Because the devil has lost the battle. And he's looking for who to go with. Praise the Lord. Children these days, the enemy is reversing so many things. And some of them, if we don't stand up as a church, we'll lose them. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. How should children relate with their parents? How should a child relate with their parents? Ephesians 6, 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Obey your parents. You know, sometimes preachers misquote this place. They say, obey your parents in the Lord means obey your pastor. No. It could be another way of interpreting it for those who are mature. Praise the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord means obey them as the Almighty God has ordained it to be. Praise the Lord. Obey your parents in quotation mark in the Lord. So long as it's within what God has said. Praise the Lord. Like now, I'm a child. My mother is there. If I go back and I say, my son, they said some people did something, they'll come.
Let us take you to a native doctor. Let them do something so that I will not agree. Because it is not in the Lord. What she's telling me to do is not in line with the word of what? God. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So two fundamental things I will learn here is that children ought to obey their parents. Remember parents, last week said, do not provoke your children to what? Anger. So when you are relating with them from the point of love and not provoking them in the Lord, praise the Lord, they are bound to obey you in the Lord. And then they go the next step, which is to honor their parents. Praise God. So there are two things every child needs to give his or her parents. Obedience and honor. Can we say it? Children, can we say it? Every child is required to obey their parents in the Lord and honor their parents. In God's kingdom, there is a distinct difference between parents and children. The Bible says, you see, there is foolishness and rebellion that are in the heart of a child. And that is why they must learn obedience. Can somebody read Proverbs 22:15 quickly for me, please? Proverbs 22:15. If you had just read for me. Praise the Lord. Children, did we hear that? He said foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Sometimes children don't know, even know what they're doing. But he said the rod of correction, the bulala, the ken, will drive away what? Foolishness. So whenever you see our parents, you know, giving you the ken of love, he's trying to drive away what? Foolishness. It's in the word of God. Praise the Lord. So whenever you see they come with a ken, it's called the ken of love. The Bible says in Hebrews that only children are corrected when they do wrong. Can somebody read Hebrews 12:5 to about 8? Quickly. I need to get a reader. Who's all for me to read? You know, because I'm using slides. Okay. He said, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God delay with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if when ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. What the Bible is saying as a children, when your parents are correcting you, when they are teaching you, when they are punishing you, when they say face the wall, when they say go to naughty corner, when they bring the cane to cane you in love. Don't worry, we taught the parents how to cane you in love last week. When they punish you, they punish you in love. Praise the Lord. He said, when that is done, it's because you are sons. He said, if you do wrong and they don't correct you, he said, it's only for bastards that do wrong and nobody corrects them. Praise the Lord. So, children should obey their parents. Foolishness and rebellion lies in the heart of a child. But the rod of correction drives away foolishness. So therefore, parents are to give their children a filtered life to prevent the culture and sin nature to destroy the children. What are we saying here? As a parent, you have a responsibility to ensure that you bring these children in the fear of the Lord. If the society is saying what is wrong, you say, no, my son, my daughter, that thing you are watching on TV is not right.
because the enemy has put it there to destroy the children. These days, there's hardly any children show you watch on TV that you will not hear wizards and witches. In fact, these days, the devil says there are good witches. There are no good witches. Bible says, do not suffer a witch to do what? Leave. He will die. She will die. But the devil has come and said, oh, there are good witches. There are good wizards. No, no, that one is a fine witch. There is no fine witch anywhere. A witch is what? Children. A witch is what? A witch. And a witch will die. Except the witch repents. Praise the Lord. The enemy is just being subtle. All kinds of crazy things are happening there. So parents will have a work to filter what they receive by teaching them. Because most times you will not be there with them when other children will say, let us watch that. But if they've been taught very well, they should be able to say what? No, daddy said, mommy said, this is not right. And they will step out. Are you with me? Are you with me? Praise the Lord. We need to do this so the enemy doesn't destroy our children. Why do we have to obey our parents? Because a child's obedience is unto God. Remember, he said, obey your parents as in the children. Obey your parents as in the Lord. It means when you are obeying your parents, you are obeying who? They're obeying God. And that is why you need to understand this, because when you obey your parents, God has put them over you. God chose you to come from that particular family. And why God allowed you to come to that to them is for them to groom you, train you in the Lord. So when you obey your parents, you obey, you're obeying who? The Almighty God. So a child's obedience in the Lord, obedience to the parents is comparable to obedience to God. Especially when the instructions their parents give them is not contrary to God's instruction. Praise the Lord. When a child rebels against his parents, he rebels against God. How many people know that here? Children, can I see your hand? How many people know that? When you rebel against your parents, you are rebelling against the Almighty God. And there are consequences. Praise the Lord. Can bring down your hand. Proverbs 1:8. Proverbs 1:8. It says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Hear the instruction of your father. Forsake not the laws of your mother. What he's saying here is that when you listen to the instruction of your parents, he said there is a favor. He said when you see ornaments on your neck, like a beautiful chain, it's a symbol of favor. When calamity comes, you have favor too. You have the grace to escape it because you are obedient. Many children's lives have been destroyed because of disobedience. They don't obey their parents. You know, they go out there. Many children's lives have, you know, some people, some adults are living a wayward life today because they were rebellious children. They didn't listen to their parents. And they are reaping what they sowed years back now. And that is why they need to come back to Jesus. Because Jesus is our father, right? So if you're an adult here and you missed it, it's not left for you to become a child. That's why he said you cannot enter this kingdom as what? But as what? A child. So if you're an adult here and you have lived a rebellious life out of ignorance, there is still an opportunity for you to come back to Jesus Christ and submit yourself as a child to him so that he can mold your life again and give you a new platform and a fresh beginning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4:1-4. Proverbs 4:1-4. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart return my words. Keep my commandment and live. Keep my commandment and do what? And live. Children, we need to listen to our parents' instruction. Because therein is life. Our parents love us so much that they want the best for us. You know, I remember growing up, then we used to live in Enugu and we came back to Maya, to the village. And I had, you know, when you come back newly like this, a lot of people will come. I had a lot of new friends, you know, and my mother would tell me, see that child, just avoid them. I thought my mother was just saying, mommy, what's your problem now? We just came back. These are just innocent children. But things played out 2-3 years after that made me know that, yes, my mother was telling me the truth. What happened? You know, I just came back, entered the primary school, and you know, then we'll do an exam, and the exam will be the whole. If it's class 1, they will do it over. If people are 200, it will be, they will grade it everybody. 1, 2, somebody will come 200. you know, so if it's the whole of class 5, they will do it like that. Somebody will come. If there, if people are 400, somebody will come 400. So there was this competition you have to study to, at least. And I came, by the grace of God, I was always within the first third. You know, and I didn't know a lot of people were not happy. Some of the children were not happy. And one day, they said they should go to the stream to go and swim. And my mother warned me not to go. Children, it's good to obey your parents, though. He said, my son, I said, let me go with them now. You know, it's not just to go to the... I just ran and went with them. Remember, obey your parents so you can do what? Keep my commandments and leave. I almost died. So when we go to the stream, a big stream in my place, these children, they all knew how to swim. I just came up from Enugu and there was no river anywhere for me to swim where we are living. So they entered into the water. The water, there was a place like a vortex. It moves around like this, spins. You know, and when they come, they will swim beside it. So they went across, didn't see they were standing, doing hand like this, come, come, come. You know, they said, it's not deep, it's not deep, it's not deep. Foolish me. I didn't know it can be inside the water and be doing like this. I just jumped, boom, into that place that was turning. And they started carrying me. Boom, I went down, came up. Instead of these children to call for help, you know, the other one told me they were now laughing. Shebi, you know book. Come and know it inside this water. Keep my commandments and leave. I disobeyed my mom that day. I would have lost my life. The water took me down again. Brought me up a second time. I was struggling for life. They were busy laughing. But you know that the Almighty God does not forsake his what? Children. There was a young man in my place then. He's from Delta. He was a tenant in somebody's house in the village. He said he was sleeping that afternoon. And something woke him up. He said, start running to the stream. Initially, he didn't want to start. He said, didn't just say, start running. So he started running like a madman. He didn't know why he was running. He got to the stream when I came up the third time. And if you've known the story of people drowning, after the third time, you don't come out again. I came on the third time. That was when he saw. He said he knew because he's an expert swimmer. He knew what was happening. He said he went straight into the water, grabbed me on the waist. I punched him because when somebody is drowning, if anybody is coming to help you, you think they are coming to kill you. I punched him. The thing threw him off balance. I was still going down. He now went again down and took me by my legs and now brought me out. And when they brought me out, lo and behold, I didn't drink any water. But the next week, one of my age mates, I don't want to mention his name because I'm online, drowned in that same river. When they tried to go and rescue him, a powerful
one big snake came out on the water, prevented people who were to rescue him. I prophesy into your life. In the day that you will need help, God Almighty will send you divine helpers in the name of Jesus. That day, I needed help. And the Almighty God sent me a divine helper. The guy's name is Sunday. I don't know whether he's still alive now. Sunday ran. Because he said he had run to the stream. Why am I bringing this story? He said, children, listen to your parents. Keep my commandment and do what? Leave. If I had listened to my mom, I wouldn't have found myself in that situation. Sometimes children think they know better than their parents. Believe me, trust me, obey your parents. They see the bigger picture. Praise the Lord. They have a better experience. They have been here on earth longer than you. So long as it is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 7, 1 to 3. Proverbs 7, 1 to 3. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thy eyes. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. Obey your parents whether they are there or not. That is the test of obedience. If you obey me when I'm around, what is it called? Eye service. A lot of people do it a lot. Yes, sir. Pastor, let me carry your Bible. They carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Did a pastor say something that they don't like? They said, not that mind, not myself. I'm just saying because they're pastors. Because they abuse their pastor. How you know those that really are your children and honor you is, do they obey you when you are not there? Praise the Lord. Do they honor you when you are not there? The real honor you can give a person is to honor them in their absence. The way you do in their face, sometimes it's I was service. A lot of people say, oh, pastor, I miss you. I do this. The day you're not there, they won't even blink. They move on as if you never existed. But if you don't have a discerning spirit, you say, hey, this one loves me so much. Oh. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh. Too much, excess love. You know why Jesus love is so genuine? Bible says that he loved us even before the foundation of the earth. That means before you were born, he already loves you. He said even when we are yet sinners, he still loves us. He died for us even when we are yet sinners. Even when we are yet in the enemy's camp, he loved you and I and died for us. Praise the Lord. But not like some men and women do. They love you as long as you're around. Or as long as they think they can benefit from you. So children, keep my commandments and do what? Leave. Keep my commandments and leave. Obey your parents whether they are there or not. That is a true test of obedience. If you only obey when they're looking at you, it's called eye service. Children, do you want to be doing eye service? Shout it. If you say no, shout it. I want to hear you shout no. No, good. We must not do eye service. Obey your parents, even if in the boarding house, they're not there. Mommy says I shouldn't do this. Daddy says I shouldn't do this. That is true test of obedience. And when you do it, you're obeying God because God sees whatever you are doing. Anyway, praise the Lord. And he will reward us with life. A disobedient child brings grief, unhappiness, and even destruction to his parents. You know, I remember in those days when they used to kill robbers by firing squad. And one of the robbers, when they brought him, he said, you know, come bring my mommy for me. When he came, he said, mommy, you didn't tell me that when I was stealing pencil and biro in school, that you were stealing. He was bringing them. From there, he graduated other things, started stealing other things, and became very bad. And today, on that day, he was tied to the stake and to be shot. Now, he would have brought pain to the mother, to the father, to his family, to his generation. In fact, when you mention his name, they said, that one, you know, my people, I don't know about this part of the country. They said, keep quiet. We don't have people make your money. All of you are thieves. In my place, they said, there's a proverb that says, when one hand touches oil, it touches, it rubs on the other finger. So if somebody in a family steals, and they catch him, and the whole village knows, when anybody in the family wants to start it, keep quiet. Don't be so afraid they steal. Even if you're making your own money genuinely. So you see how, when a child misbehaves, it not only affects the father, the mother, the siblings, the entire family. Sometimes the village. And that is why if you see a fellow child doing something wrong, correct, and say, this thing you're doing is not good, though, report them. When you report them, you are trying to save their what? Soul. Don't say, he's my friend, let me cover him up. Children, are you listening to me? It's important. Because a disobedient child, if he doesn't repent and change, will bring unhappiness, even destruction to his parents. Proverbs 10:1. He said, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Oh, Solomon was biased here because he said, you see, when the son is wise, they talk about the father. When he's foolish, they bring the mother. Praise the Lord. But the key thing here is that a wise son, a wise child, make the parents what? Glad. While a foolish child brings heaviness to the parents. You grieve your parents. Proverbs 19:13. He said, a foolish son, is the calamity of his father. See, he has balanced the equation here now. And the contentions of a wife are a continual drop. But first, 13a, a foolish son is the calamity of what? His father. Children, when we disobey our parents, when we enter into trouble and they're running up and down, you know, to solve that problem, you bring pain to them. That money they will use to have solved that problem that you caused them, they can use it to better your life, get you good gifts, give you good education. Praise the Lord. A disobedient child brings shame and disgrace to the whole family. Proverbs 19:26. He that wasted his father and chased away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. You can please God by obeying your parents so long as your parents did not tell you to disobey God. Obedience is a spiritual issue. Praise the Lord. Obedience is the right thing to do. The second reason a child must obey their parents is that it's the right thing to do. Obedience is a righteous thing and conforms to the character of God. Praise the Lord. What was Adam and Eve's first sin? Disobedience. God, his character is a righteous God and he loves obedience. The moment you begin to walk in disobedience, you are walking out from God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The father parents bring children into the world and provide for them, give them a priority claim on their children's obedience. You say, why must I obey my father and my mother? Because they conceived you. They gave birth to you. They are laboring every day to see that you have food on the table. Children, do you know there are many children out there who don't have parents anymore? You know, I read a story 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Praise the Lord. I read a story 2 days ago that really got me, you know, crying. A man and a woman, a child was found on the streets in Kano, begging for food, sleeps outside. It's not as if the parents are not alive, though. But the man and the woman divorced or went their separate ways. So the woman took the child to the new marriage. When he entered into the new marriage, the husband said, I don't want a stepson in my family. So the woman took the child to the father, because the father had remarried also. And the father married a rich woman. So the woman now said, I don't want a stepson
in my family. And they drove away the child. Now, both parents are alive and doing well. This child is out there in the street, sleeping under bridges, marketplaces, picking things from the dustbin to eat. The parents are what? Alive. So children, when you see your parents labor to put food on the table, buy you things, don't take it for granted. Don't take it for what? Granted. When I read that story, you know, I just started weeping. I said, ah, if the parents were dead, it's a different thing. If they were poor, two of them are rich. The father, the new wife is very rich, they're in a rich home. The mother, the husband is rich, they're in a rich home. But the two of them rejected the child. So when you see your parents, they labor to put you in good schools. It's not your right, though. It's a privilege. There are some parents that don't care, but they will reap their own. Because any child that God gives to any parents here, they're supposed to bring them up in the fear of what? The Lord. But children, appreciate your parents. How do you show them appreciation? By obedience. Praise the Lord. Before the parents bring children into the world and provide for them, give them a priority claim on their children's obedience. Parents have been around longer than their children. That's another reason why you have to obey your parents. You know, I was counseling a teenager in church, and you know, you say it for 1 year, it will enter and go the other way. And the guy promised to marry me, blah blah blah. I say you, that is even you. We've heard that story several times. When they're true with you, you regret. But right now, everybody is talking. It's as if everybody is against that child. Praise the Lord. But I can see how everything will play out. You know, when you have watched an old movie, right? You know the next scene, right? Children, that's why you have to obey your parents. They've been here longer than you. They have seen this thing play out over time. So it's like an old movie. That part you are going through now, they have been through that part. Praise the Lord. You know, when children get to the level of teenager, they think they know better than their parents. We all behave like that. But you don't know better than your parents. Then when they now become, cross that 18-20, enter the normal, they will now begin to wish they are back in their parents' house again. But by then it's too late. When they get into 30 or 40, they will now want their parents to be, you know, more counseling them. If they are lucky their parents are out by that time, then you have them. But some people are not lucky to have them. So appreciate your parents while they are around. Praise the Lord. Now, the next question is, we are talking about children obeying their parents. Now the issue is, at what point do you have independence from your parents? Off my head, without even looking at anything, is when you become a parent. Or when you become an adult. Praise the Lord. And I will explain. It says, adult children over 18, who have their own family, or families, job, schedule, and whatever. The moment you're over 18 and you have your own family, remember, not just being over 18. You can be over 18, you can be 30. So long as you are living in your parents' house and your parents are providing for you, you must obey them. You cannot be living in my house and not obey me. I will throw you out. Children, is that the right thing to do? Praise the Lord. You cannot be living in my house. I am feeding you. I am giving you money. And then you don't want to tell me how to live in my house. It doesn't happen. Forget about what they teach you abroad, though. Africa, it doesn't happen. And it will not happen. Praise the Lord. If you're under my roof, you must live according to my rules. So here, as long as the person is living with the parents under their roof, you have to obey your parents. If they say the curfew in this house is by 8 o'clock, everybody comes back to the house. 8 o'clock, please, be in the house or you are walking in disobedience. After 8 o'clock, you're no longer under their cover anymore. Anything can go wrong because the enemy knows these principles. And that is why most times when parents say, come back to the house by 8,
If they are asked 9, sometimes they enter into trouble. Because the enemy knows that you are no longer under the parents' cover anymore. Parents are praying for you every day, whether you are there or not. So when you walk in disobedience, you open the door for the devil to do what? Attack. Disobedience opens the door for what? For attack. Praise the Lord. So question is, as an adult, how long do we have to obey our parents? Say, as long as you're under their parents' roof and they are providing for you and protecting you, the Bible commands you to obey their rules. Praise the Lord. The next thing children have to do to their parents, apart from obedience, is what? Can I hear the children? Honor. Can you shout it loud? Second thing children owe their parents is honor. Honor your father and your mother, that is, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on earth, which is the first commandment with a promise. Can we go to Exodus 20, 12? A lot of people are not living long these days because they didn't obey their parents. Can quote me. Praise the Lord. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long on the land which the Lord giveth thee. You know, somebody advised me, said, Pastor, you love King James, that the English is old, that I should move to New King James. I'll go and review that and check it if I know how to move. Praise the Lord. But it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be what? Long. When you honor your parents, you know, I remember my grandmom before she died. She died in 97. I always go to her, you know, sit down with her, talk with her whenever I have the time, send her gifts. And whenever I go there, give her gifts, give her things, she will always bless me. She will say, kneel down. I will kneel down. She will begin to bless me. Begin to bless me. Let me tell you, the blessings of a parent are more powerful and potent than any other. Because in Exodus 20:12 it says that when you honor them, that you will live long. That means a blessing. Why do you think Isaac told Esau to go and cook for him? After he has been eating his food, praise the Lord. He said, my son, honor me. He wanted to pass that generational blessing from Abraham to Isaac. Honor me. But because Isaac didn't understand spiritual things, he sold his birthright over a plate of food. The younger brother said, give me your birthright. He didn't even stop and say, why is my brother willing to give me food because of birthright? That means there's something to eat. He said, take the food. What do I need this birthright for? Eh? I am hungry. Eh? Children, don't be treating your brothers and sisters like that too. When they're hungry, give them food if you have. Eh? Esau sold his birthright. And that was why the thing had to pass him to Jacob. Praise the Lord. So God takes honoring your parents very seriously. That is, that in ancient Israel, lifting your hand against your parents or causing them, both terrible form of dishonor, meant death. To tell you how God takes obeying your parents, in the Old Testament, in those days, if a child should curse their parents or even beat them, you know what they do? They will bring the child to the gates of the city where the elders meet. Eh? And do what? Who can tell me? They stone the child to death. That tells you how important God takes honoring your parents. Children, never you get to the point that you lift your voice and begin to abuse your parents. It then means you're not from Kingdom Disciples Assembly. It means you're not a kingdom child. Never get to the point that you raise your hand like that foolish girl I saw that beat the parent, beat the father. Foolishness. Even in those days, all of us would have grabbed that girl to the marketplace or to the gate. And do what?
stoned her to death. Thank God for Jesus. He's giving us another opportunity to get it right. Praise the Lord. Exodus 21:15-17. And he that smited his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man or selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Is there anything that you do to your parents? Like I always say, it's a seed. In those days, God didn't joke with it. A child smites his parents, they are gone. That's death sentence. Today, you may say, oh, they're all stoned to death. But when you do that, you carry a curse. You carry what? A curse. And until that curse is broken, it will be that tormenting that child. Praise the Lord. Teaching children to honor is a long-term process. It has to be enforced and reinforced every day. Children, sorry, parents, we need to keep teaching our children to obey and honor us. It will take time. It's a process. It's not a one-off thing. Continue to teach them. Continue to guide our children. When they get it wrong, correct them in love. Remember that chain of what? Children, what do I call it? Chain of love. Eh? Use it just gently. Eh? It will, Bible says, it drives away what? Foolishness. Like I said to the parents last Sunday, I saw something on YouTube. Some boys did a video. They said, Bulala 1.0. They said, when a child misbehaves, you just bring one Bulala, one long one. Just do it like this. Boom! The child will just, you know, realize he made a mistake and correct. But it says, if the child is misbehaving too much, you apply Bulala 2.0. It's an upgraded version, right? That one has two heads. So when you blow the child like this, it's for one stroke, you give the child two strokes. Boom! He said, he resets the child's brain to understand you better. Then if the child is very, very stubborn, you upgrade to Bulala 3.0. Eh? That one has like three heads. When you do like this, boom, as you pull it, it will pull some skins. Praise the Lord. He said the child automatically do what? Comes back to his what? Senses. Parents, please use Bulala 1.0, 2.0 with love. Don't wound your children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Teenagers who show disrespect to their parents are on dead end road. Dealing with dishonor. You see, God takes honor our parents very, very serious, and our elders very serious. You know, unless I look at this time, I didn't understand. I've always wondered why when Elisha came out after Elijah went and the children abused him and foxes came and killed the children. Now I'm like, what happened? He said, because they were dishonoring an elder. Some people here don't honor their parents. They come to honor pastor. If you don't honor your parents, you cannot honor the pastor. That's the truth. You know, I've been teaching the wrong gospel. Oh, your spiritual father is more important than your parents. No. Honor your parents first. If you don't give them honor, how can you honor the man of God? If you don't bless them, if you don't obey, how can you obey the man of God? Some people here, they're in church doing all kinds of things. Even to call their parents and say hello, they don't. I've said it several times. If you are here and you have an issue with your parents, go and reconcile. Praise the Lord. If your parents have cursed you, go back, let them cancel the curse. Even if you think you are right, go and ask for forgiveness. I've explained that here several times. Because it's so powerful. We have to learn to honor what? Our parents. Praise the Lord. So the children have to die. Because they cost the man of God. And for some of you here that you get out, when you get out, their part time is to discuss about the man of God. Be careful. I've taught the workers that anyway. Workers, haven't I taught that? If you have an issue and you think the man of God is not
The man of God is not a perfect man. Praise the Lord. He's a man like you. Whether God has put him at the helm of affairs. Praise the Lord. If you think he's making mistake, call him like you call any brother and say, Pastor, I think this you are doing is not right. Praise the Lord. That way you deliver yourself. And we said in this church, we will not have a culture of gossip. You see a brother doing wrong, go and confront him. If he refuses to correct, go and tell the pastor. We'll approach him. But to not make it a prayer point, hey, Sister Maka, Brother Mweke, Mbafo, come on, let us pray. We have a prayer point. Hey, let's pray for Sister this. You're using that to just gossip all over the place. You're not actually even praying. That will not happen here in the name of Jesus. So we need to honor our parents. And it has consequences before God. How do we show honor to our parents? Honor your parents emotionally. Children, what did I say? Honor your parents emotionally. Praise the Lord. So this includes spending time with them, showing them concern and love. Parents also, spend time with your children. We worked for the parents last week. Put them first. Praise the Lord. Put them what? First. Whenever you have time to be with them, please ensure you do. Because the time will come when the children will have left the house. And you'll be wishing that they were there so you can be with them. Praise the Lord. The next thing is to honor them verbally. 1 Timothy 5:1-2. He says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor them verbally. Say good things to your parents. Encourage them too. Sometimes my son will come to me and say, Daddy, I know you're not happy. What is it? I don't know how that boy finds out. And through that moment, I am not happy. And when he does it, I'll just be encouraged. Praise the Lord. Try to understand that some teenagers make some requests that is beyond what their parents can cope. You know your background. You know what your parents are doing. You are now watching children who their parents, you don't know how they got their money. And you want to be like them overnight. It doesn't work that way. Praise the Lord. It doesn't work that way. Rather, learn to be contented with whatever you have. Learn to manage whatever you have and try to excel. Praise the Lord. He said, honor your parents financially. How many people have remembered their parents this Christmas? I'm talking to the adults in the house. How many people have remembered their parents with gifts? Ensure you give your parents gifts. Before you bring to the man of God, your father in the Lord, please give your father in the house. Give to your father in the what? In the house. Before you give to your father in the Lord. Because it's not right. Some people neglect their parents. Yes, even if you think they annoyed you. But they are still your parents. Praise the Lord. And as you do it, you do it as unto the what? See, you are doing it to God. Even if they were offended, you are doing it to God. Go and honor them. Buy a good present. Look for something and send to them. And God Almighty will bless you in the name of Jesus. And like I said, it's a seed though. If you give them now, when is your own turn, your children will give you. But if your children didn't observe that you give parents, give to your parents, they will grow up and they will not give you any. They say, hi dad, hi mom. I hope you're okay, you're cool, Children, don't behave like that to your parents though. This is Nigeria, praise the Lord. Honor your parents financially. And when we obey our parents and honor our parents, it comes with a blessing. Obedience and honoring your parents brings what? Blessings. Praise the Lord. Children that honor their parents will be blessed with long life. It's in the word of God. God will hear and then also answer your prayers. Honoring your parents is high on God's kingdom agenda. If you can't honor your parents, I wonder how you honor your elders. Any child that disrespects the parents cannot, I can tell you with certainty, honor elders. Praise the Lord. Let us bow down our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos, or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.